Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today Maseches Psachim, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, the 10th parak, Arvei Psachim. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara brings a number of lists of types of people who share something in common. Among these is the following quote from Rabbi Yochanan. Shlosha machriz alehen HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol yom. There are three people about whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu announces, meaning he proclaims their virtue, every day. About a bachelor who lives in a large city where temptations are common and doesn't sin. The Gemara illustrates this with the example of Chanin Rav Oshia, who were shoemakers in Eretz Yisrael who did business in a marketplace of Zonos, but would not look at them when they came into their store. While Ani Amachzer Aveda Lebaleh, about a poor man who returns a lost object that he finds to its owners, overcoming his desire for material things. While Asher Maser Perosa Butzina, and about a rich man who takes Maser from his produce in private and thus avoids flaunting his wealth. Point number two, the Gemara brings a list of three people who Kodesh Baruch Hu hates. Hamadabra echo bepeh ve'echo belev, one who says one thing with his mouth, while meaning another in his heart. Hayodeh edus bechavero ve'enu meid olav, one who knows testimony affecting his friend, but doesn't testify on his behalf. Varo dvar erva bechavero umeid bo yechidi, one who sees that his friend committed an avera involving a riot and testifies about him alone without a second witness. The Gemara illustrates the last case with the story of Zigud, who testified alone about Tuvia before Rav Papa. When Rav Papa had Zigud lashed, Zigud asked, Tuvia chata v'zigud minkad? Tuvia sinned and Zigud is lashed? Rav Papa told him that two witnesses are required for Beis Din to act, and he testified alone, so he's merely defaming him, that is, he's being motzi shemra about him. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok says in the name of Rav, Mutu Asanosa, the lone witness is allowed to hate the person who did the aver. He proves this from the pasuk that says, Kisira chamor sanoacha rovetz takas maso. If you see the donkey of someone you hate crouching under its burden. Now, as it's generally usher to hate another Jew, the pasuk, which implies that you hate him but other people don't, must refer to such a case as this. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok says, Mitzvah sanoso. It's a mitzvah to hate him in such a case. As it's stated, Yiras Hashem snos ra. Fear of Hashem is hatred of evil. And point number three, the Gemara brings another list. Arba'ah ina das valtan. There are four people who behave in a way the mind cannot tolerate. The Rashbam explains that people cannot understand their behavior. Rashi explains that even the perpetrators regret their own actions eventually and are ashamed of themselves. Dalgea, a pauper who was haughty. Ba'ashim mechachesh, a rich man who denies a valid financial claim against them. V'zakim menayif, an old man who commits adultery. V'farnas mezgal atzibur bechinam, and a communal leader who imposes himself upon the community for no reason. The Rashbam explains that he enjoys the honor his position brings him, but he doesn't help the community in their hour of need. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Gemara brings a number of lists of types of people who share something in common. Among these is the following quote from Rabbi Yochanan. Shlosha machriz alehen HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol yom. There are three people about whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu announces, meaning he proclaims their virtue, every day. About a bachelor who lives in a large city where temptations are common and doesn't sin. The Gemara illustrates this with the example of Chanin Rav Oshia, who were shoemakers in Eretz Yisrael who did business in a marketplace of Zonos, but would not look at them when they came into their store. While Ani Amachzer Aveda Lebaleh, about a poor man who returns a lost object that he finds to its owners, overcoming his desire for material things. While Asher Maser Perosa Butzina, and about a rich man who takes Maser from his produce in private and thus avoids flaunting his wealth. Point number two, the Gemara brings a list of three people who Kodesh Baruch Hu hates. Hamadabra echo bepeh ve'echo belev, one who says one thing with his mouth, while meaning another in his heart. Hayodeh edus bechavero ve'enu meid olav, one who knows testimony affecting his friend, but doesn't testify on his behalf. Varo dvar erva bechavero umeid bo yechidi, one who sees that his friend committed an avera involving a riot and testifies about him alone without a second witness. The Gemara illustrates the last case with the story of Zigud, who testified alone about Tuvia before Rav Papa. When Rav Papa had Zigud lashed, Zigud asked, Tuvia chata v'zigud minkad? Tuvia sinned and Zigud is lashed? Rav Papa told him that two witnesses are required for Beis Din to act, and he testified alone, so he's merely defaming him, that is, he's being motzi shemra about him. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok says in the name of Rav, Mutu Asanosa, the lone witness is allowed to hate the person who did the aver. He proves this from the pasuk that says, Kisira chamor sanoacha rovetz takas maso. If you see the donkey of someone you hate crouching under its burden. Now, as it's generally usher to hate another Jew, the pasuk, which implies that you hate him but other people don't, must refer to such a case as this. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok says, Mitzvah sanoso. It's a mitzvah to hate him in such a case. As it's stated, Yiras Hashem snos ra. Fear of Hashem is hatred of evil. And point number three, the Gemara brings another list. Arba'ah ina das valtan. There are four people who behave in a way the mind cannot tolerate. The Rashbam explains that people cannot understand their behavior. Rashi explains that even the perpetrators regret their own actions eventually and are ashamed of themselves. Dalgea, a pauper who was haughty. Ba'ashim Machachesh, a rich man who denies a valid financial claim against them. Ba'zakim Menaif, an old man who commits adultery. Ba'farnas Mizgal Atzibur Bechinam, and a communal leader imposes himself upon the community for no reason. The Rashbam explains that he enjoys the honor his position brings him, but he doesn't help the community in their hour of need. All right, so now we go to our Simver Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, and the Simen is a geek, Kuf Yud Gimel backwards. So here goes. The geeky bachelor who lived in the big city for years was in shock. He got lashed for testifying alone about his neighbor, who was an arrogant pauper that no one could understand. Once again, it's slow motion. The geeky bachelor, geeky, that must be more in Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. The geeky bachelor who lived in the big city for years, which reminds us, there are three people about whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu announces their virtue every day. About a bachelor who lives in a large city where temptations are common and he doesn't sin. About a poor man who returns a lost object that he finds to his owner. And about a rich man who takes miser from his produce in private and thus avoids flaunting his wealth. So the geeky bachelor who lived in the big city for years was in shock. He got lashed for testifying alone about his neighbor, which reminds the Gemara brings a list of three people HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates, HaMedaber Echad BePeh VeEchad BaLev, one who says one thing with his mouth while meaning another in his heart, one who knows testimony about his friend but doesn't testify on his behalf, and one who sees that his friend committed an aver involving a rias and testifies about him alone without a second witness. And the Gemara illustrates the last case with the story of Zigud, who testified alone about Tuvia before her papa. When her papa had Zigud lashed, Zigud asked, Tuvia chata v'zigud mingad? Tuvia sinned and Zigud is lashed? Her papa told him that two witnesses were required for Beis Din to act, and he testified alone, and therefore he's just merely defaming him, meaning that he's being mosti shemra about him. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak says in the name of Rav, Mutala Sanoso, the lone witness is allowed to hate the person who did the aver, and he bruises from the pasuk. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, Mitzvah la Sanoso. It's a mitzvah to hate him in such a case, as it says in the pasuk, Yiras Hashem, Snos Ra, fear of Hashem is hatred of evil. So the geeky bachelor who lived in the big city for years was in shock. He got lashed for testifying alone about his neighbor, who was an arrogant pauper that no one could understand. Which reminds the Gemara brings a list of four people who behave in a way the mind cannot tolerate. Rashbam explains that people cannot understand the behavior, and Rashi explains that even the perpetrators regret their own actions eventually and are ashamed of themselves. A pauper who is haughty, a rich man who denies a valid financial claim against them, an old man who commits adultery, and a communal leader who imposes himself upon the community for no reason. The Rashbam explains that he enjoys the honor his position brings him, but he doesn't help his community in their hour of need. So once again, the geeky bachelor who lived in a big city for years was in shock. He got lashed for testifying alone about his neighbor, who was an arrogant pauper that no one could understand. All right, so that concludes the shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.